Can the Twins stay hot after back-to-back nights with walk-off homers? They're hosting the Blue Jays. Bartolo Colon getting the start for the Twins. Pick it up in the fifth. It's Colon facing Kevin Pillar.
And a pitch on the way. Hit down the left field line, hit fairly well. Rosario's just going to turn around. And there goes the bunt. It's a home run. Pillar's 16th of the year, and the Toronto Blue Jays are on the board. Toronto Blue Jays are on their feet here at Target Field. And a 2-2. Hit in the air, left field, fairly well. Rosario back, he'll look up, gone. Donaldson connects his 26th of the year. And they get one back. And now Twins lead 3-2.
It's a 2-1 count, and the pitch on the white. Line drive, left field, Rosario to his right, and he can't get it. Over his head, bounces off the wall. Pillar to third base. He's going to try to score. Polanco's relay is cut off by Maurer. Tie game 3-3. Jimenez sets up over the plate and the pitch. Ground ball off Presley's body. Bounces to short. A run scores. Everybody safe. 4-3 Toronto. It was a curveball. 0-2 count, hit a rocket that clipped Presley, took a big bounce out to short. Polanco got there, had no play anywhere. A run is in, Blue Jays lead 4-3. Three balls, two strikes, two down, bottom nine. 4-3 Toronto. Osuna to Vargas, and the payoff, he got him. Strike three swinging, and the ball game is over. The Blue Jays rally for two in the seventh and win by 1-4-3 to even up this four-game series at a game apiece.
Blue Jays and the Twins three-game winning streak, taking this one by a final of 4-3. Jay Happ gets the win on the mound for Toronto, his ninth victory of the year. Happ now 3-0 over his last four starts. Josh Donaldson, three hits, driving in two. Here's Twin skipper Paul Molitor after Friday's loss.
I think that, he obviously pitched a lot better than his last outing. Try to go in on a couple of guys. Pillar had gotten out in there the first at bat and looked like he was kind of cheating in there, and he got one, and try to go in on Donaldson, which didn't work out too well. But the leadoff walk there, and I had options. I had my reasons for thinking that still was my best chance, and he just couldn't get the ball down on Martin in the double. That was a big hit. Still had a chance, didn't make a PFP play on the bunt, and then got ahead of Donaldson once again, and the ball was headed right towards Dozier, but as baseball can do, foot got in the way, and difference in the game. Well, he seems like he comes out there and sometimes takes him a couple pitches to settle in, but he threw some really good pitches, probably deserved a little better, the bunt execution. You get that out, I think it just gives you a better chance of getting off the field. A little miscommunication there, I think, between Esco and Presley and how they want to finish that play. So, he gave us a chance. A 0-2 curveball, probably a decent pitch. It was enough for him to get a piece of. And like I said, we just didn't get a good bounce off his foot.
This series continues Saturday at Target Field with Marco Estrada on the mound for the Blue Jays against Adalberto Mejia for the Twins.